Senator Sanjam.
Madam President, I move that further proceedings under the roll call be dispensed with and the Sergeant of Arms be instructed to bring in the absent members.
On that motion, all in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. The motion does prevail. Today's chaplain is Reverend Paul Rogers, a retired pastor from Minneapolis. And following the prayer, please remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance.
A reading first from Psalm 19. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O God. Let us pray. We ask for your blessing, O God. Bless the members of the Minnesota Senate, the staff of the Senate, and all who are involved in its work. Bless especially the deliberation of the senators here in session, in committee, or in the solitude of their offices. As they struggle with the many challenges facing our state and consider solutions, let their hearts be filled with wisdom and courage, openness and compassion. As they address each other on this floor, let their language be articulate and helpful, respectful and fair. Bless these women and men. Let the words of their mouths and the meditation of their hearts be pleasing to you, O God. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag.
Secretary will take the roll.
Senators Bach, Benson, Bonhoff, Brown, Carlson, Chamberlain, Cohen, Dames, Daley, DeKreif, Dibble, Dietzick, Eaton, Fishbach, Gazelka, Gerlach, Gimsey, Goodwin, Hall, Han, Harrington, Hayden, Higgins, Hoffman, Howe, Ingerbretson, Jungbauer, Kielash, Koch, Cruz, Langseth, Latz, Lilly, Limmer, Lori, Magnus, Marty, McGuire, Metzen, Michelle, Miller, Nelson, Newman, Nino, Olson, Ortman, Pappas, Perry, Peterson, Reinert, Rest, Roebling, Rosen, Saxog, Sendrum, Sharon, Sieben, Scoy, Sparks, Stump, Thompson, Tomasoni, Torres, Ray, Vandeveer, Wieger, Wolf.
A quorum is present. Moving to the third order of business, the messages from the House. The Secretary will read the messages.
Madam President, I have the honor to announce the passage by the House of the following House file, herewith transmitted, House file number 2738, Alban A. Mathewitz, Chief Clerk, House of Representatives.
There's no Senate action necessary on that message. Moving to the fourth order of business, the first reading of House bills. There is one printed on page one of today's Senate agenda. They will be referred as indicated, first reading. Moving to the fifth order of business, reports of committee. There is one report for the Secretary to read.
Senator Roebling from the Committee on Finance, to which was referred Senate file 2493, a bill for an act relating to natural resources, reports the same back with the recommendation that the bill do pass, report adopted.
Senator Sanjam.
Madam President, I move the committee reports printed in the agenda and the report read by the Secretary be adopted.
To Senator Sanchez's motion, all in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. The motion does prevail. Moving to the sixth order of business, the second reading of Senate bills. They are printed on today on page four. In addition, you add and Senate file 2493, second reading. Seventh order of business, second reading of House bills. They are printed on page four of today's agenda, second reading. Moving to the eighth order of business, introduction and first reading of Senate bills. They are printed on today's Senate bill introduction. They will be referred as indicated, first reading. Moving to the ninth order of business, motions and resolutions. There are several printed on page five of today's Senate agenda. They will be taken as one motion. All in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. The motion does prevail. Senator Bonhoff.
Madam Chair, I move that Senate file number 227 be withdrawn from the Committee on Judiciary and Public Safety and referred to the Committee on Commerce and Consumer Protection.
Senator Bonhoff, some explanation on the bill.
Yes, thank you. Madam Chair?
President.
President, thank you. This was a bill that was carried by Senator Scheid. I was asked to carry it just a short time ago. There was a provision in the bill that needed to be heard by Judiciary. The House language, there was a delete all, the House language that is now the House file that's on General Register in the House, took that language out, so I was planning to use the House file and therefore did not need to be heard by Judiciary. I've spoken to both chairs about this.
To Senator Bonoff's motion, all in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. The motion does prevail. Senator Rosen.
Thank you, Madam President. I move that Senate File 2248 be withdrawn from the Committee on Judiciary and Public Safety and be referred to the Committee on Finance.
And Senator Rosen, it is your bill. You've spoken with both chairs, and any explanation on the bill?
Yes, it is. It was heard in Jobs and Economic Development, and in the past, this has gone through Judiciary because of the funding. There is no funding that needs to be heard in Judiciary or Public Safety, and there's other revenue sources that will be coming in for this bill, so it does not need to go to Judiciary.
To Senator Rosen's motion, all in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. The motion does prevail. Senator Bonoff.
Thank you, Madam President. I move that Senate File Number 2430 be withdrawn from the Committee on Transportation and re-referred to the Committee on Education.
Senator Bonoff, it is your bill. You've spoken with both chairs. Excuse me, and any explanation on the bill?
Madam President, I have spoken with both chairs. Originally, this was for a transportation study that was going to be done by the Department of Transportation in coordination with the Department of Admin. We are changing that study to be done by the intermediates and the co-ops. Therefore, the jurisdiction moves to education.
Thank you. To Senator Bonoff's motion, all in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. The motion does prevail. Moving to the 13th order of business, announcements of Senate interest. Senator Ingebrigtsen.
Thank you, Madam President. Members, we all have hunting and fishing constituents in our districts, as well as trappers, spear fishermen, anybody, anything and everything that does to do with the outdoor hunting experience in Minnesota is on display in the Great Hall, and they wanted me to pass that information on to you till 2 o'clock. Please stop down and visit the Minnesota Outdoor Heritage Alliance, which is a group of individuals that cover all facets of hunting and fishing in the state of Minnesota. Please stop down there and visit with them and show them your appreciation and talk about hunting and fishing issues. So just wanted to make that announcement, Madam President. Thank you.
Without objection, the following members will be excused from session today. Senator Cohen, Senator Latz, Senator Saxog will be excused all day without objection. Further announcements of Senate interest. Senator Senjum.
Madam President, members, I want to make note of the fact that tomorrow, Thursday, over 500 officials representing cities, counties, school boards, and townships will be in at the state capitol to talk to all of us. I certainly encourage you to try to make time on your appointments to do that. And in conjunction with this visit tonight, I would emphasize tonight, at the Crown Plaza between 5 and 7, there will be a reception, so an opportunity for you to go down and meet with your city, county, school board, and township officials. In addition to that, Madam Chairman, Madam President, the business of the day now be concluded. I would move that we adjourn until Thursday, March 22nd at 11 a.m.
Senator Senjum has moved that we adjourn until Thursday, March 22nd at 11 a.m. All in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. We are adjourned.